Welcome to the show, everyone. It is a blessing to finally see 20. Honestly, who thought we'd get this far? I know, literally no one, because they didn't and don't care. But we made it. We're 20 now. We're about to roar now. Yeah. So, kings and queens, welcome to the Golden Garage, episode 20. I am Dr. K, and happy birthday, if it's your birthday today. We have a lot to talk about this episode, so let's get to talking. I'm cringing so bad right now. So let's talk about music. The song of the summer for 2016. Yes, you've already heard about what the song of the summer was from, you know, actual reputable news sources, but I know that you want my crusty opinion. Plus, those reputable sources, you know, they do their songs of the summer list like the spring before the summer. Well, I mean, spring's always before the summer. But you know, I mean, like, the spring right before the summer. Not that there's a spring before fall or something, but they do it in spring, okay? That's what most of them do it. That's when most of them do it, or, like, when most of them do it, you know? Around that time. But we do it in a timely fashion. That's a lie. We don't do anything in a timely fashion here. But that's besides the point. Now, just like for 2015, the same criteria apply. Does the song bump? And does it bump so much that you're like, is it summer right now? You know what I mean? And, you know, this is mainstream United States. So, like, no grime hip-hop, no underground, you know, whatever. This is the song of the summer for the United States, you know, mainstream United States music. So, I guess we can call this the, you know, this can just be the pop culture examination segment. First, we have Keep Trills by Sia and Sean Paul. That is Cheap with a cha. Now, let's just appreciate Sean Paul. Nice to see him have another hit in the States after a short drought. He was understandable and had the right temperature to weather Sia from the storm. Anyway, you know, and Sia, you know, I don't know what fun you're having, but let me have some, because I need some Keep Thrills, because I can't pay for these expensive ones. That is Cheap with a cha. But Sia's voice sounded so sweet. So Keep Thrills is definitely a nominee.
That, once again, is Cheap with a cha.
Wish I was a nominee for something. Next we have This Is What You Came For, invented by Calvin Harris, but popularized by Rihanna. Now, the song is actually not what I came for. Summer didn't come for this either. You are not the song of the summer. Goodbye. Don't get me wrong, it's not a bad song. It's just not the song of the summer. It's one of the songs of the summer, but not the song. However, this song does speak to a lot of people, because it's like when a really pretty girl you have a crush on asks you to take a photo of she and her boyfriend. Everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you. But not just you. Yeah, I know, that never happens. Because, like, they'd never ask you to take a picture of them, because they don't know you exist, so it wouldn't happen. But, you know, just like the Golden Garage, no one knows it exists. Next is Don't Let Me Down by The Chainsmokers, featuring Daya. Who are these people? If I said by The Molly Whoppers featuring Evdinger, Would you believe me? Yeah, but this was a song and... Let me just get this over with. This played a lot, but it's not the song of summer. It didn't bump enough. Sorry to let you down. The next contestant on the Golden Garage is right. It feels like it's always wrong. Is Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. Sorry, this song is no summer love. Get the entire heck out of here with that crap. This is generic sounding and was forced as the song of the summer. When I say generic, I mean like, it's not a bad song, but it didn't feel like Justin Timberlake. Cry Me a River is more Justin Timberlake. That is river with an R. For our Spanish-speaking listeners, that is river with a R. But if you only know Spanish, then you probably don't know what I'm saying. But then again, people who know English don't know what Dr. K is saying. And he's specifically talking about rivers and not Timberlakes in that song. Like, love yourself, people. See, I'm not saying this isn't Timberlake like how people say they miss the old Kanye or they want WWE to bring back the Attitude Era. How weird is that? That's like saying bring back the Renaissance. Then again, WWE is scripted sports entertainment and has that power. Anyway, Mr. Timberlake has been consistent and has evolved throughout his career, so no, he didn't fall off or, you know, betray his fans. You know, God forbid someone tries something new, right? But this song... But this was a song that could have been some new singer's debut hit. Wait, no, it couldn't have been because this song did well because Justin Timberlake sings it. Which means this is not Justin Timberlake level. Now, like, okay, the NPR podcast or whatever can put on a bullcrap show and people will listen. Because it's NPR. The Golden Garage puts on a bullcrap show every single episode and no one listens because I can't promote worth of crap. I mean, because it's the Golden Garage. Mr. Timberlake, you just wanted the song of the summer. But guess what? This isn't it. Oh, and yeah, you have more money than me, but you don't have a 2016 song of the summer, so bye bye bye. Now, let's talk hip-hop. Man, I have some ranting to do. Good or bad first? I'll sandwich it. First, Panda by Designer. This is the freaking turn-up, get-lit hit right here. I'm telling you, Designer just came out of nowhere with this, and we are all blessed. Listen, hip-hop has its trash. It has a problem with passing mediocrity as hot or lit. I, however, don't have this problem, thus it's not problematic. Panda is hot, and I don't care. This is like high crappy rap. See, with low or average crappy rap, you maybe, you know, like the beat and a select flow, but it's generally just trash. But with the high crappy rap delivered here by Designer, it's amazing. He just did it. The lyrics lack substance, but it's okay because it's hot. Like with some attractive people. But see, some people do crap that works. Designer has charisma and... Let me stop. But Designer has the juice. Next is Don't Mind by Kent Jones. I don't know who he is either, but I don't mind. This was a creative song? It's cute at times and felt like it could be something a bit better with, you know, better lyrics at times, but it's good for what it is. Alas, the state of hip-hop. I mean, he speaks other languages on it, so he must be smart, right? It stands out, but it's not the song of the summer. You know, it kind of made me wish I didn't know English at times. I'm kidding. It's really not that bad, but we can give it the Urban Song of the Summer award, as long as, you know, Keith Urban doesn't mind. Now, One Dance by Drake. Why do people insist on not singing or rapping on their songs? Okay, forget that. Let's lie and say that what I just said is a non sequitur. Okay? Now this was a hit. One Dance was a hit. Now, I can't lie and say that this song didn't bump just because I have issues with Drake. I do have some magazines with Drake on them, but whatever. Drake, this is a conversation for another time, as certain things need to be elaborated on, but I don't think Drake appropriated reggae culture here. I don't think he really honored or did a tribute to reggae, because the song is not reggae. It's not dancehall. It's Drake hypnotized by Rihanna's allure that he's trying to bust a wine and walk up like it's crop over. One Dance is influenced by reggae, no doubt, but it's not influenced by No Doubt, but well, I mean, No Doubt did some reggae songs, right? But One Dance is influenced by reggae, but the song as a whole is a mixed track, and Drake's just poorly toasting on it. Now, it's not a bad song, and I'm not, you know, I mean, like, depending on what your criteria is, but I mean, in general, it's not a bad song, and I'm not dissing Drake. Not that people care if, you know, Dr. K has beef with Drake, but I'm just trying to express my thoughts on this song. Like I said, or implied through sarcasm earlier, people can try new things and whatnot, but this was, I don't know. I wish I could deny that Drake was polarizing, but he is. It's like, he wants to rep the genre or the culture, but it comes across as ingenuousness because, like, or ingenuine or whatever, I don't know. You know, it comes off as not genuine. Whatever, ingenuine's a word, right? I don't feel like looking it up because, you know, ignorance is a trend, whatever. Well, not a trend, it's been trending for a while now. But anyways, that's besides the point. You know, it comes across as ingenuine. At the time of this recording, ingenuine is not a word, which is a completely genuine statement. But, you know, not that he has ulterior motives. I think he thinks reggae is cool, partly because he likes Rihanna and because he obviously likes music. But sometimes you need to sit, you know? You just need to sit. Sometimes, not all the times. If you like podcasts and you want to make one, make one. I'm not being a hypocrite, okay? Now, he could, if he even cared, you know, he has his money, he could say it's not reggae and say it's a different genre, but one could only get so far with that. Genres are weird, but we categorize certain things for a reason, I suppose. Anyway, the more I talk about him, the more relevant he stays. Not that I have anything reminiscent of being relevancy that, you know, I could, you know, keep him relevant. But let's just put it like this. People are at the function trying to whine, and Drake is trying to Hennessy. So, what's the song of the summer? Evil media outlets, as in media outlets. I'm kidding. We'll have you believe it's Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Generic Lake, but it's either Cheap Thrills.
That, once again, is Cheap with a ch.
Or One Dance, because those Johns got bumped by the people. The people make the song of the summer. But you know what should have been the song of the summer? Flex by Fifth Harmony. It's called Flex or All in My Head, but the All in My Head part is always in parentheses, so I assume that that title is just all in my head. But let's be real. That song is the hotness. That should have topped the charts and blared through the mall and at festivals and stuff. Fifth Harmony delivered. Like, that song was great, but their song Work From Home got a lot more play, and Work From Home wasn't even that great. It's like when I see certain sketches have more plays than others. Like, I think they're all decent, or else I wouldn't put them out, but some are just better than others. You know, it's all subjective and relatively unmeasurable, but still. Just explaining the reason for the comparison, not trying to pit songs against each other or anything like that. So, Cheap Thrills, that is... Oh wait, he pronounced it correctly that time.
Carry on.
I'm real happy for you, and I'm gonna let you finish, but Fifth Harmony had one of the best songs of the summer of all time. Okay. So now let's switch topics to the Scooby-Doo and Popeye topic that we were supposed to talk about months ago. Alright, so which one do you think is better? The planet Earth was gifted to all living creatures. Whether you have two legs or four, whether you have scales or fur, whether you fly, crawl, or swim, we are all meant to win. The Nightbears preach a message of separation. But we, the Polar Peace Corps, promote a message of peace and togetherness. Violence will only harbor more violence. Force only works when you are the greater force. Humans have the intel to overcome any attack committed by bears. Don't resort to fighting. Resort to friendliness. Your movement is not for our benefit. It's hurtful. It's close-minded, short-term thinking. We are the same. Our upbringings don't separate us. We are the same. We were made by the same creator. We occupy the same universe. We aren't polar opposites. We're polar similisits. You are bringing the division. The plot of land that we were born on is what you think divides us? The color of our fur? This is ignorant thinking, similar to the ignorance of arguing between right Twix or left Twix, Xbox or PlayStation, Apple phones or Android phones. Okay, not that last one. Apple phones are definitely better, just based on picture quality alone. Nevertheless, if the humans were our enemies, which they aren't, but if they were, shouldn't you focus on them rather than us? Don't lose the plot. And what's the plot? Peace. Peace is the plot. Peace is life. Peace is love. So let's stop the animosity and bear hug each other. Let's all bear hug. Let's not be divided. Let's be poles together. Yes, Jacob? I'm doing a commercial. What do you have to say?
I just want to know why the word core in Peace Corps is spelled C-O-R-P with the P at the end instead of an E.
Jacob, is that relevant at this moment?
But how comes it's pronounced core and not corp? It has a P at the end. P's go puh, puh.
Jacob, it doesn't matter. The E at the end of core, spelled C-O-R-E, is silent, just like the P at the end of core, spelled C-O-R-P.
So, can I spell core with any letter at the end? Like, can I spell it C-O-R-K?
No, because then it'd be cork.
But you said that it doesn't matter what I put at the end.
That's not how English works, Jacob.
But I thought the exception to the rule was the word core. Just put any letter at the end of C-O-R and it becomes core.
No, that's not a thing or rule.
But it makes so much sense. Or is it C-O-R-E unless it's a P?
Whose child is this? Jacob, who's supposed to be watching you, huh?
I'm sorry.
Can we edit that out? No? We don't have the budget? Great.
This advertisement was paid for by the Polar Peace Corps.
Okay, so I guess we won't be talking about the Popeye and Scooby-Doo thing this episode, because apparently that advertisement that just played is more important than what I have to say. But yeah, whatever. Everything is more important than what I have to say. But here's the thing. I'm just curious as to who the Polar Peace Corps paid, because as you heard at the end of it, this advertisement was paid for by the Polar Peace Corps. And the advertisement just aired on the Golden Garage, so I'm curious as to who they paid, because I didn't get any checks.
Oh my gosh, I thought we were done with this. That is checks with a ch.
I didn't get anything, no, like, email about this advertisement. I didn't get any physical mail, no, nothing, not, like, I didn't get, there wasn't even, like, any shady business. So, I'm curious how they paid for it. Did they pay for it with, like, actual currency of a nation on the earth, or did they pay for it in, like, fish or something? Because, I didn't get paid. If there's a mistake, it's probably on my part, because they just cut me off like, you know, they own something around here. And quite frankly, if you want commercial time on the Golden Garage, you're gonna have to cough up some bucks. You're gonna have to drop some dimes. And you know, I don't remember or recall the Polar Peace Corps coughing up or dropping anything. So that's just a quandary that I have right now. I'm just curious, you know? Just curious as to how they paid for it. You know, all this time that I spent just now talking about the Polar Peace Corps, I could have been talking about Scooby-Doo and Popeye. Yeah. Classic Dr. K, right? Okay, you guys hate me, don't you? Well, you're not the only one. The feeling's mutual. So, on to the evening's festivities.
Everyone who's present, please listen to me. You're about to go on a journey inside of Mackenzie's diary. Oh, Mackenzie's diary. Oh, Mackenzie's diary. Mackenzie's diary. Oh, Mackenzie's diary. Oh, it's Mackenzie's diary.
Hiya, it's Mackenzie again. You know, your homegirl MC Kizzle?
Of course. So much has happened since the last time we spoke. I went to an amusement park, diner dashed, and met like 5 famous people. So, where do I begin? Let's skip all the boring stuff and get right into the good stuff. So, I went to sleep every day last week. It's nice to have a fluffy pillow to lay on at night. My mom tells me that I should be thankful for my bed because some kids aren't fortunate enough to sleep on beds at night. But I think that's weird. Why would they want to sleep on beds in the morning? It's so inconvenient. Maybe it's because they're all nocturnal, which would mean they hunt for nectar in the night.
pesky little nectars. But I like sleeping at night, because it's one of the greatest human bonding experiences. Everyone's vision gets worse at night, so we have to go into a house in order to see. Houses increase your eyesight. It's proven by scientisticals. But I always come into the house from the back door, because hindsight's 20/20. So I guess at the end of the day, I am happy to be living in America, rather than a country like Vuvuzela. My summer was great. I met my favorite blogger in real life. She's so quirky. Not just unique, quirky, which is like the hipster equivalent to being unique. I'm not a hipster, but I've been thinking about converting. I'm hesitating because I have a prepaid plan with T-Mobile already. Like, there's so much to consider before becoming a hipster. For example, I have hips and I can stir them. So I have the basics down. But I like taking showers, so I don't think I can fully commit to the hipster lifestyle. Plus, I like matching. I hide matching cards all over my house and try to find matches. Yesterday, I found the two turtles and the two doctors. I thought I found the two apples, but one was actually a banana. That's how they try and trick you, because they look so similar. I'm so peripheral. I didn't have a summer romance because there weren't any romance-worthy hunky guys at the malt shops. I have to have a summer romance at a malt shop so I can be the movie Grease. I know they're already a couple, but I totally ship Sandy and the mom from the 2007 Hairspray movie. They are bae. Everyone says bae, but they're gonna stop saying it. So I made my own meaning for bae. Bologna and eggs. Bologna and eggs love each other because they both come from cows. They're so bae. But summer romances have to happen at the malt shop. I won't settle for anything less. My friend, McKenna, that's friend with ear hypotheses, says that I can date guys from anywhere, but she doesn't understand the malt shop doctrine. Like, there was a guy in the malt shop that was totally giving her the booba eyes. I was like, go talk to him, and she said, no, I can't. So I was like, why not, boo-boo? And she said, because he's being arrested and taken away for stealing somebody's malt. She was like, he's a criminal, Mackenzie. I can't date him. I was like, whatever. I like a bad boy. She's so superficial. But I kind of was in love. I was in love with Summer. Well, until I got back to school. There's this new girl named Summer. And guess what her name is? Yeah, it's Summer. Can you believe that? She's not even like Summer because she's not a season, not getting me days off from school, not hot, and doesn't have any dog days. I mean, I'm just like a Mackenzie because I'm an MC and I can see. But she is kinda like Summer because even though she's not hot, she is humaned. Oh, and she's also like Summer because she brings a lot of bugs with her. P.U. But let me tell you the story. So it was the first day of school and I came with my boss linens on looking sexy as butt. But then this girl comes up to me. It was Summer. And asked me how to get to her first period class. What does she even mean? Like, was it a joke? Who does she think she is? You can't prank me. So I told her, nice try. And then she's all like, please help, I don't want to be late. I rolled my eyes. She said she doesn't know how to get there. So then I told her all she had to do was walk. But I said it really condescendingly so that she felt really bad about innocently not knowing something. Then she rolled her eyes at me and walked away. Yeah, walk, loser. I taught you that. I've never felt so disembellished in my entire life. So, I went to my class and she was in it. I asked the teacher why she was in my class, and the teacher was like, because she's the teacher. So now I'm like, okay, so there's two teachers in one class? What's next, a principal in every hallway? I mean, come on. Then Summer opened her mouth and said, Miss, she was talking about me. Ugh, why is she trying to take attention away from me? Then Miss Teacher was like, Summer's a new student, be nice. Wait, so we have to be nice to new students now? This is why I fully support immigration control. No immigration without taxation. Ugh. So now I have to put up with Summer for 3 more seasons. I'm so not shipping Summer. But if I had to, I'd ship her far away from me and send her to Vuvuzuela. Ugh. This 3rd year of 11th grade is going to be the bums. I'll catch up with you tomorrow, Diary. I have to go to school tomorrow really early so that I can find the matching worms. I love you, Diary. You're my best friend. That's friend without ear hypotheses.
Mackenzie's Diary. Oh, Mackenzie's Diary. Oh, it's Mackenzie's Diary.
That's like me.
Yeah, so apparently Can't Stop the Feeling is a song from the movie Trolls, which is a movie about troll dolls, I suppose, but I guess it's actually about trolls, but maybe it's there to sell troll dolls. I don't know. It'd be a lot better if troll and doll rhymed, because they have like the same similar spelling at the end, like the O-L-L at the end, troll, T-R-O-L-L, and doll, D-O-L-L, but it's kind of like good and food, like you try to rhyme good with food, but, you know, they just have similar spelling, like the double O-D, well, that did not, that, don't, please don't double O-D, it's not good, but, you know, the I was about to say 00. The OOD. You know, good food, but it doesn't rhyme. Like trolling dog. Anyway, that's all I'm talking about. Can't Stop the Feeling, right? Because I'm going to stop talking about the feeling. Doesn't make any sense. Whatever. Fact of the matter is, Flex, All in My Head by Fifth Harmony, should have been the song of this summer, of this past summer. Hopefully next summer can reclaim itself. Please, next summer, please. Dear summer, please. That's the best way to end the show. I like Flex by Fifth Harmony, so I think I'll play it now. You shouldn't be playing music. You should be reading books. What are you doing in my CD player? Why do you still have a CD player? We need to preserve artifacts. Stop. Kings and Queens, this is the bookworm. I am not your friend. I said no such thing. We were once friends, but now we are bitter enemies. I think we're more salty than bitter. At least you are. Silence! Where? You're not funny. You're an idiot. I know. I'm practicing for Comedy Central. I heard you were writing a book. Is that right? No, it's type. Yeah, what's that have to do with anything? I'm trying to flex. You can't write books. You're making a mockery of books. Just because you like books doesn't mean you can write them. Sometimes you just need to sit. I need to what? This is a kid show, bro. I see what you're doing. You're trying to make me feel like a hypocrite so that I stop trying to win awards. Well, guess what? It's not going to work because who isn't a hypocrite? If your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? Friends?
If it's true there's no original thought, why would anyone ever need your input?
Because first, I don't think. Different perspectives, I guess?
Well, I've come to extract my revenge.
To extract your what?
My revenge, fool.
You mean enact? Extract is an entirely different verb, Brody. You don't spend very much time in dictionaries, do you?
I'm going to extract my revenge, as in take my revenge out of you.
Dude, I'm a doctor. Revenge is not an organ. Silence! The bells, the bells, the bells. Silence! The bells, the bells, the bells. Time for me to destroy you. No, actually, it's time to end the show. No, take me out this accursed turntable. It's a CD player, but oh, how the tables have turned. No? Well, that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, I hope you go see a doctor to figure out what's wrong with you. And I'm not the doctor you want to see. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening and spending some time with me. We made it to 20, folks. Until next time, God bless, and goodbye. Dr. K out.